Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're with me today as we're continuing our journey in Ephesians chapter 4. We're in the 7th and 8th verses in which Paul said that each one of us is given a grace gift according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Paul is quoting the 68th Psalm, specifically the 18th verse. You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive, you have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. I don't know that we need to make a big deal of the captivity captive just yet. We're going to deal with that in the next passage. What I do want to deal with today is the fact that Paul is using a pretty important method of Bible study here. He's taking the reader to an Old Testament passage that is really a celebration of God's triumphant march from Mount Sinai in the wilderness to Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and how he is going to be enthroned, or is enthroned, in Jerusalem. And so it's really a story of God's journey from Sinai to Jerusalem. You could say it's the story of God's journey from the law into grace. So the 68th Psalm holds some pretty impressive and important keys in Bible study. What Paul does with that idea is he takes the 68th Psalm's idea of an ascending God and a triumphant God, and he prefigures the victorious ascent of Christ into heaven. So just as God goes from Sinai to Zion, ascending into a great place of glory, he has Jesus going from the cross into heaven as a great ascent on high, and giving gifts to men is God's overall triumph in what he's doing. And so I wanted to bring that out because people ask me all the time, can you give me advice on Bible study? One of the first questions I get asked in regards to Bible study is, who are you studying after? And no one's ever really satisfied with my answer, because the answer is I'm whatever comes in front of me. If the Spirit gives me something out of it, I'll use it. But I don't have that go-to teacher or commentary or whatever, that, you know, that secret book somewhere that I go to and read. I just use whatever. But what I have done is learned a method of study. And my method is that I take scriptures and I look for Jesus. And so whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, I want to find Christ in the story. And where that, I don't mean to say it makes me better at it, but where it sets me apart perhaps from some other Bible students is a lot of Bible students go to the Word and look for advice. I do not look for advice. I look for Jesus. A lot of Bible students go to the Bible and look for themselves. I do not look for me. I look for Jesus. And that helps me to open up the Scriptures and to do what I personally think, and I'm not throwing stones, what I think is the only way to study, and that is look for Jesus. Remember when Jesus on the road to Emmaus closes the eyes of the two disciples, how he opens them is not through a supernatural healing, but by revealing the scriptures concerning himself. And if that was good enough for Jesus to do at Emmaus, it's probably what we need to be doing now. So just as Paul takes the 68th Psalm, makes something special out of it by finding Jesus in it, that's how I suggest you study. If you'll start to practice this, it won't be easy at first, but it'll get easier. And then it'll be to where the Holy Spirit almost, he'll not just meet you in your Bible study, it's like he'll pull you into it to show you Christ. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.